CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Spiritual coach Ragini Michaels is here on CBS Sky Radio today. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you along with CJ and Ragini. Today we have a gift to offer our valued listeners. If you want to be staying happy, centered, and peaceful, no matter what, go to www.beggarsecret.com and get three videos to help you get started on your path. Again, that's www.beggarsecret.com.
Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show. Today I have Ragini Michaels, and we have been offering a ton of beautiful, like, if, this is how to live in Ragini's world. I love your world. It's beautiful.
It's certainly better than it used to be.
Yeah, well, it's a world in which spirituality is imbued. So, you know, everyday dilemmas that come across, you have little, you know, kind of spiritual ideas. And I love the ideas that you've been mentioning throughout. They're beautiful in the poems. They're just touching.
Those poems are wonderful. I love poems by mystics. They're just so sweet.
I know.
They really just touch the heart. And then it's just like I get all gooey for a while, which is great for me because I have such a logical, practical mind.
Yeah. Well, what I also love about you, Ragini, is that you have poems from everyone. You know, you're like Saint Hafizi, Benedict, Osho, some Hafiz. I mean, you're so eclectic.
You know, a mystic is a state of consciousness. It's a state of beingness, really. And that's everywhere. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with a religion or a path or a spiritual perspective in the sense of, you know, organization or a way of getting there. It's where you're already there.
Yeah.
And that's the same no matter what.
Yeah, whether no matter what religion,
Hindu,
wherever.
Muslim, Christian.
No, but you're missing the main point, which is that you have read all of these various
things. Oh, yes, I have.
Things. Amazing. I don't know very many people who've read these wonderful mystics.
Well, I'll tell you something. I became a real addict to mystic poetry because my heart was so hard. Mm. And I needed really a lot of help to soften it up. And I've been very blessed in having things come into my life that have helped the hardness that my personality had gotten into, this fixation, this crystallization of being right, to keep me from finding and being afraid of expressing the sweetness and softness and vulnerability of my heart. So I needed it, and I went on a quest. With totality, I looked after mystic poems.
It's beautiful.
And
it's worked.
It's
I would have never thought soft. That you are angry, hardened heart person. Shot. It's the Grinch to this beautiful person before me. I don't even believe it, but
well, you know,
I believe
it's
it.
Learning how to manage your beauty and your beast, right? Because it hasn't gone. I mean, they're still there. Just because this is one of the big insights that I gathered is that just because a mystic looks so amazing and love is pouring out of them, doesn't mean that their mind isn't continuing to churn up these little nasty things, right? Because that's the personality aspect. That's the mental aspect. The heart's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
The consciousness is different. So anyway, hitting a roadblock.
Yeah, so what do the mystics say about hitting a roadblock?
Well, that's your classroom. Mm-hmm. When you hit a roadblock, you are in your classroom. From a spiritual perspective, remember, you are now being taught. The roadblock is there to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from a mystical perspective, every roadblock that you hit is there to give you a lesson that's yours to find and study and be able to learn whatever it is that life is wanting to teach you.
Right. So you're saying the roadblock is there to go like, hey, pay attention, there's something for you to learn.
Right, right. So, I mean, and it depends on what you think is a roadblock. If you're trying to, let me just talk from personal experience for a minute. Mm-hmm. This whole thing that I'm trying to do about sharing my work in the world,
mm-hmm.
once the work was kind of completed into a body of knowledge and organized, the next step was marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had always said in the past, if I have to market, it's not going anywhere. Hmm. Well, in fact, that became the reality. It wasn't going anywhere because I wasn't willing to market.
Interesting.
So that was a roadblock, my goal of getting my work out into the world.
Right.
Right? So I fought that for a long time, and finally I said, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is trying to teach me something. Maybe there's something for me to learn by facing marketing and understanding what it is and exploring my very negative attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So by getting into it, by learning, by studying it, I have grown. I mean, really, I'm shocked at how much I grew.
Yes, so you're telling me about installing a WordPress plugin, which is shocking to me, Raghini.
Yes, and also how much I realized I was polarized against marketing, you know, and therefore I was limiting myself and my capacities excuse me, to share what I've learned in my journey with others who were interested.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became a tremendous way of looking at, here's a big roadblock, right? So
I can't do marketing, big roadblock.
I can't do it. And so, and life said, well, if you want your work to go out in the world, you're going to have to learn because there's nobody else who's going to do it.
So what was the spiritual learning? You look back, because the roadblock is a place for your learning. What's the learning that you've learned?
Well, first thing I've learned is part of my job is to play in the world, not to be such a hermit. I'm very much a recluse and a hermit. So this is very much about to balance out my reclusiveness with participation in the world to a greater degree. So that, and that's been very hard for me to do because I've been very polarized.
My marketing's putting yourself out there all the time.
Interesting. The first time we ever put a picture of my face on a website, I completely freaked out. I was like, what do you mean I have to put my picture up there? People will know who I am. And I can't do that because I don't look right, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So it brought up, it was enormous learnings about where I had been stuck or holding on to ideas about life that I thought were correct or spiritually accurate, you know, like marketing is bad, it's manipulative. Well, everything in life depends on how you look at it. And if the spiritual goal, if the goal of life is to grow you, you know, it's to grow this essence in you. If we go back a couple weeks ago, we were talking about human beings being the transition state between animal consciousness and divine consciousness. If that's true, and it's a nice working assumption because it gives you some way to understand it, then everything that happens in your life becomes like a rung on the ladder that's allowing you to move up and change your consciousness so you can get this big overall view of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not like anti-anything.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you can't take a stance. Like, I am not for marketing that actually manipulates people via lies.
Right.
You know, and you know, watch that line where you're actually lying. But I am for marketing now.
Right.
Right. Because it has to be. It's part of life.
So how do you know when something is truly a roadblock and it's universe saying no and it's you? Or with you saying no?
It's always you saying no. The universe doesn't offer you roadblocks to stop you. It offers you roadblocks to grow you.
Okay.
And if you look at it that way, and again, it's a question of how you look at it. And part of spirituality or the mystic approach is really taking charge of your perception, your attitude towards something. All right. So if I see a roadblock, you know, as a block that life is putting in front of me to stop me, and I say, well, that means I'm not supposed to go that way without inquiring into it. Why is it not the way I'm supposed to go? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, well, it's not happening, so it's not where I'm supposed to go.
Yep.
Okay. That's not really taking responsibility for looking for your learning. All right.
Yeah.
So another example, people keep telling me that my work would be really good in business.
Right.
All right. Well, I have no pull to working in the corporate world.
Right.
I just don't. I mean, I'm about consciousness and waking up.
Right.
Right. In everyday life. But people keep telling me and
well, the business world needs that.
The business world needs it, but I don't think I'm the one who's supposed to take it in there, but I'm open. I'm trying to try. So we've done these things here. The feedback is nobody's signing up for it.
Right.
Okay. But the question is it not, I'm not supposed to do that because nobody's signing up? No, what my decision is, it's not where I'm going because I have no energetic pull to it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you have to explore it, but also watch inside yourself.
Yeah. So what is the thing I'm supposed to learn from this? I've gone through it, and why does it feel like a block?
Right.
Yeah.
And it felt like a block because maybe I'm trying to go there and it's not where my energy wants to go.
Right.
It's
so it is a block. I love the idea of it is a block and it's a block for your learning. And until you get the learning, it will continue to be a block.
But it's helpful to say it's a block because it's there and it's blocking you. But it's not a block to stop you. It's a block to grow you.
Yeah.
That is really important to be able to hold that difference there.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, what I always ask myself, two questions I ask myself, is what am I not wanting to see?
Mm.
OK. Okay, so when the marketing thing came up, I said to myself, okay, if I'm supposed to do marketing and I'm saying no to it, what am I not wanting to see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, my answer isn't relevant, but what I was not wanting to see was that I had to get out there in the world and mingle with ordinary people. And I went, oh, no, no, not me. I'm too special. This was my inner world, right?
Right.
So then the second question was, what do I not want to take responsibility for?
Mm.
And I didn't want to take responsibility for failing. Mm. And I didn't want to take responsibility for being who I am. I didn't want to talk about all this stuff in public.
Look how wonderful you're doing.
So those are the two questions. What am I wanting to not, what am I wanting to not see? Okay. And what do I not want to take responsibility for? So those really helped me when I hit a roadblock.
Yeah, to actually help you pull out that personal warning that you are there being presented with by the universe.
It's a gift from the universe to grow you rather than a hideous statement that the universe doesn't like you and you're not worthy. Therefore, you shouldn't go forward.
Yep. Yep. So, and I think actually, I think a lot of spiritual people view it as the latter. Oh, the universe doesn't want me to do that. Okay, I won't do it.
And then you're not taking responsibility for the decision. You see, you've made the decision something the universe says. We always do that. I'm not supposed to do X, Y, or Z based on external circumstances. But really, you have to get the answer to that question from your inner experience. What was the learning about this circumstance, this roadblock? Did I get the learning? Because the learning will tell you whether or not you're supposed to do it.
Yep.
Not this vague universe out there, you know, that's trying to show you something by putting roadblocks up.
Right.
It's the roadblocks that you're not looking at properly.
Right.
You have to see them as challenges to grow.
It's going back to the thing you said before. It's free will. It's like we're given free will for a reason. And so when we exercise free will, we have the choice. But then when we actually do exercise free will, then we have to be responsible for the whatever consequences occur. Including our lack of learning or learning, including some things that are good or not good. You know, I don't know.
When you make a decision with totality and whenever you hit a roadblock and you say, you know, like I did with marketing, I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And then you do it, right? Everything that follows after that, you keep remembering it was your choice.
Yep.
And that is freedom.
Yep. That's
true. There's nobody to blame it on. It's just you and it's fine.
Yes.
Because the wonderful thing that you can say is I made a choice.
I made a choice, and it didn't turn out the way I wanted or these consequences that I am not expecting occurring, but I'm ultimately responsible for this decision, and now I'm dealing with the consequences.
And when you can say, and here's what I learned from committing to that, and you can list this whole list of learnings, it's just fine because from a spiritual perspective, it's never about the outside. It's always about the inside.
Yep. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ragini.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having me, CJ.
So Ragini, out here marketing. No, she's out here sharing, honestly, which is why you do the marketing so that you can share the quality of your
That's beautiful, right.
Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Thanks for being here. And next week, we are going to be talking about a spiritual path. So what spiritual path should you take? You want to remove these stressors. We've talked about all sorts of different spiritual ideas during the last month. Now the question is, maybe you want to take a spiritual path. Where do you want to go? We have, what are you, a vacation planner here helping you plan your spiritual journey. We'll see you next week.
Spiritual travel agency.
That's right. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.